Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Today, a mom who is a CEO talks about motherhood, fertility, and her baby brand that promotes the message that every life matters. We're celebrating the beauty of moms and motherhood next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, I'm Debbie Kurlitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. Welcome, welcome, moms. I'm so glad that you're joining us again this week. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. All right, on to today's program. When Sarah Gable Seifert was happily expecting her first child, she researched diaper companies and discovered that they all supported abortion. Not willing to fund these brands, but still needing diapers, Sarah Gable and her husband co-founded EveryLife, which has become the fastest growing diaper company in American history. The brand has expanded to EveryLife Women as well, products for every season of a woman's life. Well, welcome, Sarah Gable, to the Moms for America podcast. I am delighted to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we know that this is going to be right around the Mother's Day month, and what better person to be joining us except a mama, a CEO, and talking about babies and how every life matters. So first, I want to say thank you for the amazing work that you're doing and concentrating on the value of life. So thank you so much for doing that. We so appreciate your stance.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to get to do what I do every day and to serve moms and dads across this incredible country. And I know we're just getting started, and that's the fun part.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your family first. We'd love to get to know our moms.
Sure, absolutely. So I am so grateful to be married almost over 9 years now. And we have two beautiful little girls. We have a three-year-old and a six-month-old. And so I am in the heat of raising littles. And you know what I tell moms all the time is, while I'm so grateful that I get to lead this incredible company, EveryLife, which I know we'll talk about, the greatest role that I have is being a mother. And what I love most about it is that it's irreplaceable. And nothing compares, nothing is more satisfying than being able to pour into their lives, to see them become women of God, even as little as they are, being able to instill in them truth, God's truth, the gospel, and to love them, to see light bulb moments go off for them, to watch them explore the world. It brings me so much joy, so much laughter. And hardship. There is challenge in being a sure mom. There's sleepless nights, but you learn so much about yourself and you become a better version of yourself. And honestly, my girls are the very reason that I launched EveryLife, because I wanted to create a different kind of company that stood for their lives, that actually believed that their lives mattered.
Precious,
and I
yes.
wanted to see a country that really celebrated the beauty of parenthood, the beauty of raising children, and to celebrate that this is a gift that God gives us. And it's not a burden. It's not an inconvenience. It's actually the very thing that makes our country strong.
Amen, sister. You know, we are amen in this. There has been such an attack on motherhood in today's culture. You know, a lot of the young gals have been sold this lie that it's basically a prison and you don't get a chance to, you know, follow your dreams or be all that you can be. Just some comments on how motherhood has changed you. And honestly, just what an absolute pleasure and joy it is to birth life and to carry life.
I can't say enough wonderful things about motherhood. Debbie, I even remember when I was pregnant with my first and thinking, man, I've heard so many stories of the negative sides of being pregnant and what your body goes through. And of course, there are some hardships when you're carrying a child and your body's changing. But I remember in that season, and this wasn't that long ago for me, I just, you know, have a 6 months old, but I was able to really learn about what it looks like to steward a body inside of me. And what a gift that was. I remember just
Miracle.
feeling so empowered to think, wow, the fact that God would trust me to carry this little life inside of my womb. And now I care so intimately, even more so about the things that I'm putting in my body, on my body, to
Yes.
ensure that I'm treating my body like a temple. So that way, the little one inside of me is being nurtured and is growing in a healthy manner. And then to birth this child into the world and that moment of holding your child for the first time,
Yeah.
there's nothing like it. That moment where you think, I didn't even know I could love something so much. It's a love that's undescribable. And honestly, Debbie, I wish it for everybody. I truly do.
Yeah.
I wish that everybody could have that moment of becoming a parent, to have that attachment, to
Yeah.
have that love that is so sacrificial, that goes beyond our limits. And in those moments of loving sacrificially for your own family, you actually become this better version of yourself
Sure
because it's
do.
no longer about you. And I think
Yeah.
that's a really important message for today because so many young people are so focused on themselves. And honestly, Debbie, that's an exhausting way to live, to constantly be thinking about what can I do to satisfy my own needs, my own desires,
Right.
my own dreams. Not to say we shouldn't care about our future and have
Sure.
vision for our life, but when we're not thinking about other people and we're not thinking about our legacy and the life that we truly want to live here, then we can go through the entire motions of life and never live a meaningful, purpose-filled life. And
Right.
so I think that when we find God, that we get married and we have children, we're creating a legacy, we're doing something of eternal impact, something that's full of purpose. And I cannot say enough good things about choosing a path that allows you to experience
Yes.
those joys.
Yeah, it is a shame, because a lot of women have missed out on that opportunity. You know, they're freezing their eggs, they're choosing career. And again, it's not like you can't have a look at this. You have your career and you're a mom. You know, we can have it. It's just different when you have a 6-month-old or you have a newborn and you involve your kids and you just do it all differently. You know, I've got a low birth rate now in America because the message has resonated, unfortunately, with so many women nowadays. And actually, I know Isabel Brown is a gal, one of our moms that uses your products and talks about it a lot. You know, The View recently attacked her for her comments on motherhood because she was encouraging young women to get married, to have the courage, encourage, which is the same thing, to get married, have kids, and become a mom. And they just attacked her like crazy. It happened to be the same day the next day we gave her an award, actually an Abby Award for her voice. How about this, where we have, you know, grown women attacking young women with a message of motherhood?
It's a really sad state to be in, and I hate that message for young women because they're being told lies
Right.
and they're being told something that doesn't fulfill that long-term desire that I think all women are actually wired to want to have a family, to want to be a mom. I do believe that God really designed us. He designed our bodies to be able to carry life, to give life, and to raise little ones. And so when we're telling young people at a very young age, when they're so vulnerable and they're trying to
So
learn who
vulnerable, impressionable. Yeah.
they're learning who they are, they're trying to figure out their identity, they're trying to figure out, do I go to college? What career do I want to pursue? The fact that the conversation of motherhood is one, really not being discussed, but two, if it is, it's in this negative light. It's really not setting women up for success to be asking those big questions about, hey, what career would I maybe want to pursue that would allow me to work and be a mother? I am
Yeah.
so blessed. You talked about how I can be a CEO and a mother. Well, I'm just so grateful that I tried as best as I could in this time of also question asking. I loved business and I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I thought, that's something that would make sense for me to be able to work at home, to be a part of seeing my children be raised and pour into them and nurture them while still being able to pursue my career. Now, that's not everybody's path, but I'm thankful that I started to think that way so I could prepare myself before I was 35 years old and looking back saying, I wish I would have thought about this because now I talk to many 35, 40-year-olds that say, I never asked those questions. I never
Yeah,
had anyone to
so true.
challenge me and encourage me to think about how I could set myself up for that season of life. Now I don't have a husband. I don't have children. And that's the only thing that I want in life right now are those very things. And my heart breaks
Yes.
for those people. So I'm trying to do everything that I can. And I know you are, and so many different voices like Isabel Brown to try to get women to think about the beauty and the benefits of pregnancy, of motherhood, of getting married. And I hope and pray that we continue to see more waves and more movement in this conversation, because it's not hurting, it's not helping women. It's only hurting them by not having these conversations in a positive light.
So true. And I think that's why we need good women around us that have blazed, the trails before us, because if we don't have good examples in our life, we're not open to really seeing how women can have their dreams and their passion. What's your advice on balancing motherhood with work? Because it is a challenge, and there are seasons. I've talked to one where they said, I've taken 15 years off of my career, and then I came back, and I had a great resume, and I just picked up where I left off at. And that's not always everyone's path, and sometimes there are challenges with it. But work is always there. The kids are not always there. And if you can combine both of these dreams and passion and right lockstep with your motherhood, it's all doable.
It is, and I'd say two things. The first is that I think it's really important that, at least for me, and I have a faith in God, I went to God and I said, Lord, what do you have for me? Not your will, not my will, but your will be done. And honestly, as I was building every life and in this season and asking these questions and going through my first pregnancy, I didn't want to step into this role without feeling like I had a peace and a confirmation from God that this is something that He was calling me into. And I think that if you have the calling, then you have the grace to be able to fulfill the both and, because it's not an easy life running a business and being a mom and being a wife and running all over the place. It's challenging, but it comes with grace because I know that I've said yes to God and this is part of His plans for my life. And so with that has come the ability to manage both. And what I would really encourage people to do is ask that question, is this God what you are calling me to do? Because if God is calling, there will be a grace that follows. The other thing that I would say is the second part of this is I have been really blessed to be able to bring my family into the mission that we're on.
I
I
love that.
really try as best as I can to not compartmentalize my life and say, well, here's work and here's family and here's
Right.
church and here's God. God is a part of every part of our
Amen.
life. And so what I'm trying to
I
do
did
is
the
say,
same thing.
where can I pull in my girls when I have them on my Zoom meetings? I'm bringing them a part of our team conversations. They're flying all over the world with me, being a part of these speaking events and all the different places that we're representing every life because they are my why. They
Yeah.
are the reason I'm even flying and going
So
about
true.
all of these conversations. So why not invite them in when we can? So I would say to anyone that's asking these questions and trying to figure out how do I do the both? And one, do you have the calling? And two, invite your family in as much as you can because it makes such a difference to see that your girls will actually learn, or your girls or your
Oh.
kids will learn from their mother, their father, watching them in their own environment thriving for
No,
their
so
sake.
true. I mean, we are our children's greatest influencers, right? And the impact that we have. And I always did the same thing. I brought my kids to everything. They volunteered, they handed out, they were there greeting. I just brought them to everything. And that really, boots on the ground, is the best way that they learn, they understand, and it's contagious. It is contagious with your kids because they become passionate. They understand what it takes to work and to network and to talk and to be social. So all those things are just so amazing. I love that word of advice. And then the other thing is too, I think more traditional values are coming back. We're seeing this, they call them the trad wife. And in fact, I think Isabel just actually had some stats on that, this next generation is saying, okay, like we're getting it now. We're missing out. We're coming back. We're coming back to the home. And homemaking is no longer a bad word. And we're seeing a renew. Are you hearing that too? Because you're selling diapers to these mamas quite a lot. I mean, you're kind of record breaking with some of this.
That's right. And you know what's so encouraging, Debbie, on that note is that, you know, I think for a long time, women that do crave to be a stay-at-home mom, a full-time mom is what I like to call it because it is a job and it is full-time and it is no joke. But
Yes.
it's true. So many of them, you know, maybe would once feel bad to even say that that's a desire in their heart is to
Right.
full-time focus on the home and their kids, which is a very sad place to be as a country, to say that women are feeling that they can't celebrate that reality and that desire in their heart. But I am seeing a turning of the page here where women are starting to own
Yeah.
that beautiful desire. And you're seeing it all over different social media channels of women highlighting the beauty of waking up and going through the day in the life of a full-time mom and making it
Right.
look real, but also beautiful that you actually get to be a steward of your home. You get to be a steward of your child's schedule. You get to really have the most important job in the whole world, which is raising up the next generation. Our
Generation,
next
yeah.
leaders are the ones that we need to be focusing on, so that way we can have a legacy, we can have a strong country for our nation. And it's our job as parents to make sure that they are ready to take
Yes.
on the world when they turn 18 years old and not floundering and wondering, how do I do my laundry? How do I cook food? I mean, think about how many young people that have now become adults that are still
Right.
living in their parents' homes right now because they have depended so much on their nurturing, and there hasn't been this empowerment in the home for them to really be
Yeah.
able to thrive and live on their own. And so I'm really encouraged to see that women are owning this, and that's a
For
beautiful route. And
sure.
there's also a beautiful route of doing the both, and you can work and be a mom at the same time. And I like that this is a conversation people are having where there's a celebration of whatever you feel is best for you and your family. It should
Yeah.
not be attacked, it should be celebrated.
All right, more on our discussion about women, moms, and their families coming up right after this break. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible, and the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. Hey, moms, welcome back. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to remind everyone to please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your mama friends. This is how we get the word out. Also, if you have an idea for a topic for the podcast or any feedback, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net? I would love to hear from you. Lastly, I want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. We so hope that you're already a part of our network, our community, our sisterhood. But if you're not, it's very simple. You go to momsforamerica.us and join right there. It's all free. We're here to help you, encourage you, and inspire you. It's moms like us all across the country uniting and fighting for our faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. So please check us out. We have a brand new platform there called Momstown Square. It's super amazing. It's a place where we can all chat and share great information. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us, join the movement, sign up for the newsletter, and be a part of our community. All right, now back to the show. Let's talk a little bit about the story about how you and your husband started EveryLife. This is just, I'd love to hear it from your perspective. How did this come about?
So we were pregnant with our first child, and I was very excited about her arrival. And I was looking into all of the diaper companies and all of the baby brands on the market so I could create my registry and get all excited about getting her nursery ready and her arrival. And in that, I discovered that every single major diaper company on the market today was supporting abortion, either vocally or financially. And I was devastated, Debbie, when I discovered this
Horrible.
reality, because who would think that a diaper company would not want to stand for their own customer's life? Not only is that morally corrupt, but it also is a terrible business model because you're
Sure
essentially
is.
saying, I want my own customer base to be destroyed and killed. And I could not sit on the sidelines watching Coterie post on their social media channels, which is one of the most luxurious, they claim to be one of the most luxurious diaper brands on the market, stating after Roe v. Wade was overturned that they were lamenting over this changing of the tides. We had Hello Bello that was stepping out and saying, we're actually going to go pay for our employees to go travel and abort their babies. You have Pampers expanding medical coverage to include care for abortion. And I don't even like to use the word care for abortion because it's the opposite of care. You have Huggies doing the same thing. The list goes on and on of these diaper brands that are doing the opposite of what we need to be seeing companies stand for, which is the beauty of life, the beauty of parenthood. So we felt an obligation to create the hopeful solution. And so that's what we did. Almost 3 years ago now, we're going to be 3 years old in July, and we are growing at rapid scale. And I'm blown away by the way parents have not only fallen in love with our clean premium products, but they have fallen in love with our mission because we are not just changing diapers. We are truly changing lives through the work that we are doing at Every Life. We have donated over 9 million diapers to pregnancy resource centers, to moms and
Love
dads who
that.
have chosen life for their babies, because we know at Every Life a box of diapers actually can be the difference between life or death for that unborn baby. So every time we send a box of diapers out, we are helping a mom choose life. We are coming alongside these pregnancy centers that are saving lives every single day, and we're providing the essentials. And that's what it's all about. So I'm so excited that we are here, we exist. And I said it at the beginning, but I really feel like we're just getting started.
Oh, I love this. Well, thank God you're 3 years in. You're almost at the 5 year mark here for a small business, and just new businesses like this, it's so challenging because you do have to create a new market of product buyers, you know? And so I can imagine how popular the brand has been. I don't have little ones anymore, but I see so many people talking about Every Life, and that's what reminded me about it. And I love the fact that it's just the power of the purse. We talk a lot about this with moms. They make 90 something percent of the decisions in the home of where their money goes. And we have to be supporting and be a part of this, you know, parallel universe here where we put our money to the companies that are helping either America, our families, our children, our freedoms. We have to be looking at things differently because, boy, the industry, like you said, their target market is what they're trying to destroy. And I don't get it. It is shocking when you say all these stats, but they sure do. They're destroying their target market.
That's exactly right. And so we're allowing parents to be able to put purpose in their purchase. They can now come to Every Life and know with a blessed assurance that every time
I
that
love
they are
that.
able to purchase one of our products and get on our subscription model and have those diapers sent to their doorstep every single month, they're actually fueling a mission that is all about standing for every miraculous life, because we believe every child is a gift from God, deserving of love, protection, and celebration. So they're a part of something bigger than themselves. They're allowing us to be able to donate more diapers to pregnancy resource centers and pro-life
Oh, I
organizations that are
love that.
making a difference. And that's what it's all about. And we're giving them a community, Debbie, of other moms that have that like-minded values alignment, which I think is really important today, too, because think about how many moms feel isolated in their beliefs. They're looking on The
Sure
View, they're
do.
looking on all of these
That's why
outlets,
we're here. We need,
exactly, to
right?
bring moms together so they don't feel
Yes.
alone. And we're with you in that because we hear people all the time, especially moms, say, I don't want to do this life by myself. I want to find a community of like-minded mothers who think the same way I do. We have a Changing Lives Club. When you become a subscriber, they get to get on a Facebook group together, get to know each other, find other moms in their community. Now we get to encourage them to join your community. There's
Right.
so many moms out there that do think this way, that care deeply about our country, that care deeply about the future for their children. And I'm so thankful that we're bringing everybody together so we can move stronger and faster because it is needed now more than ever.
Oh, it sure is. And we're just, you know what? We are tired of everybody taking a product and destroying actually the whole product. You can't,
That's right.
it's hard to even shop nowadays, not
I
only
know.
at a store, but a product. Tell us about some of the products. And then I want to get into some of the feminine products that you're doing for moms as well. But diaper line, you've got wipies. Tell us what you have. You don't just have diapers. You have quite a large line for the babies.
We do. We launched with our diaper and our wipes, and then we quickly followed up with a training pant so we can also help moms in the toddler years through the potty training season. And then we also have an incredible bath and body line of very clean, hyperallergenic, safe for sensitive skin products across the entire facet of our products. We worked really, really hard to ensure that our ingredients were clean, that they were non-toxic, that they did not include the parabens, the phthalates, all of the ingredients that so
I
many
love that.
diaper brands are packing their products in, which is really harmful for the baby's skin. It's causing irritation and baby rash. And we wanted to make sure that our families not only were so confident in choosing a company that aligns with their core convictions, but also one that they would be excited to put on their child because
Sure.
it works and it's clean and they feel confident
Safe.
and feel good and safe about the things that they're putting on their baby. I know that's so important to me as a mom. That's why when I was creating these products, I thought about my own child's life and I said, I can't put a diaper to
Right.
market that I would not confidently use on my own child. And so that has been important for us from the very beginning. And we've continued to create products that have that mindset in mind. And our parents are so pleased that they get,
Yeah.
I feel like we keep using the phrase the both and, but they're getting the both and. They're shopping their values
They
and they're
sure
getting a
are.
quality, high performing product that truly works. And moms are happier because they're sleeping better because of the 12-hour leak protection at night.
Oh my goodness. I love this. And now, not only did you stay in the diaper arena, you've now gone into feminine hygiene products. But this is what I want to say. You have a quote about being a woman. You say, I'm not a menstruator. And
That's
I love that because you've expanded this into more brands for women. So it's very much a woman's product company now. Tell us about that because there is a lot of concern about women's hygiene now, and because there's so much, it's called poison that they're putting in so many of these products. And now that is clean and safe as well.
That's right. So in October of last year, we came out with EveryLife Women, which is our entire feminine care hygiene line. And the reason that we did this was twofold. The first was because we discovered, similar to the diaper
Yeah.
industry, that almost every single feminine care company on the market today was basically erasing womanhood by the way that they
Yeah.
were communicating and talking to their customers, using phrases like all people are welcome to our website.
Or chest
We
feeders, or
chest feeders using gender neutral terminology.
right.
And I just could not be okay with using Tampax or Lola or Cora or Real that are not speaking to me as a woman. They're calling
Right.
me a menstruator. That's unacceptable. And so we felt that on top of their marketing issues, also many of these brands are using ingredients, you mentioned this, that are very harmful for the woman. And it's important that we think about the things that especially we're putting inside of our bodies,
Oh,
because
yeah.
some of these some of these products are packed with PFAS, which are the forever chemical, is what they call it. And that actually can be a hormonal disruption
Disruptor, right?
and it really can affect your cycles. It can affect your ability to have children. And so we wanted to make sure that we created a product that was clean, that was the best of the best when it came to comfort. And so when we did this, we said, this is our way of being able to really talk to our consumers and beyond that we believe that women are designed uniquely and beautifully with dignity, with strength, as God intended from the very beginning of time. And at the same time, we wanted women to make sure that they felt very confident and safe putting all of these products on their skin, in their bodies, so that way they could live with confidence and know that we celebrate them. them. We celebrate their life, we celebrate their cycle. And starting your period, Debbie, this is another really great conversation to have. And I think a lot of the femcare companies are missing the mark in this arena. They're not celebrating this beautiful way that God designed our bodies. When we start our period for the first time, it's a sign of health. It's a sign of good. It's a sign that we are now at a place where our bodies are ready
For birth.
soon for birth, which is a beautiful, wonderful thing. And why are these feminine care companies not acknowledging that truth? Why are they not acknowledging that that is a sign of health? Instead, many want to not only erase women, but they also don't want to celebrate the way God designed our bodies so uniquely and wonderfully. And that's something that we're working really hard to do at Every Life Women.
And even just, putting these young girls on hormones and puberty blockers and all of these horrendous things that are happening to our poor girls at this stage of the game, where we really do need to be celebrating them and letting them just kind of get through this and give support rather than negativity or options that are so harmful for their bodies. As you're saying this, I'm thinking, well, we've got the diapers and they're trying to eliminate their target market, and then we've got feminine hygiene products that are trying to erase women. Or rename them. And it is just absolutely crazy. I can totally see why. And you're so passionate about this. I just absolutely love it. And our moms are going, yes and amen. I'd like to talk a little bit about biblical femininity and the attack on that as we kind of wrap up this podcast, because there literally, you just talked about it briefly, but there has just been an attack on females, just on who God created them to be. And just some words of advice, maybe to the moms that are listening, to how to communicate that even better and stronger with our daughters. Have those discussions, validate who they are.
I love that question because I have daughters, and so that hits very much home for me. But I think, from I mentioned this in Genesis, from the very beginning of time, God made man and female, and he made each of his creation with unique strengths and pieces that we should celebrate and honor. And I think that as parents, we have the ability to go to our children and talk about God's design in a way that empowers them to feel confident in their skin, to love who they are the way God design them. And my encouragement would be the more that we can instill biblical truths about God's creation, not only did he create this incredible, beautiful world that we get to look at and embrace and enjoy, the one thing that he actually spent his time on. I mean, he literally existed. He created the world in a few words, right? He did that quickly. But the thing that he was so intentional about was mankind, was humans. And so we get to say to our children, God spent so much time crafting you in the womb before you were actually even born. He knew every hair on your head. He
Sure
knew you
did.
by name, that he has a plan, he has a purpose for you. And how unique is that? How beautiful is that, that we get to encourage our kids to think about their future, to be excited about it, because God has already marked them. God has already named them. He has already gone before them. He is surrounding them. He's gone behind them. And I think that's what we need to be challenging our children to think about and consider, because if we can help them become children of God, sons of God, women of God, then they get to be confident in whatever direction they go in life because they have true identity in Christ. And that's what I want to see out of my own girls, is that they have a confidence, not because of what I tell them or what the world tells them or social media tells them or their friends tell them. They have confidence because they knew who designed them from the very beginning of time, which is their creator. And so I hope
So
and
true.
pray that many moms and dads will have those conversations, because it's a game changer for children to know that their identity is in Christ and it's not in the world.
And they're not an accident. They just didn't happen. God spoke them into existence and he called them by name. And I have just, my husband and I, a big proponent of that in our home, because that's what gives you value. That is your foundation. God created you. And that's what's so important. And that's why the whole idea of that, you just happen to be, how hopeless is that? That there's no hope in that. There's only hope in that you were called called by God himself. How do we get to the line? I'm sure you can just look up Every Life, but again, what's the website and all the information there again, Sarah Gable?
Yeah, absolutely. Head to everylife.com. You can find all things about our company. And even if you don't have a baby in diapers, we do have a buy for a cause program where you can
Oh, yeah.
jump in and just for $50 send a whole month's supply of our diapers and wipes to one of those pregnancy resource centers who are in urgent need of those supplies so we can help moms and dads in need. So anybody can jump into the mission at Every Life. But yes, everylife.com, Every Life Co. is our social media channel. We love to put all kinds of encouraging content on there about motherhood and life and all the impact we're having. So I would encourage you to follow us there too. But Debbie, thank you so much for having me and thank you for having this
Absolutely.
conversation because it's needed. And actually, as you were asking me that last question, the one thing that I want to comment on too is that one thing that I'm being reminded of is not only do we need to be instilling these truths to our children, but we need to remember to be doing that with our own relationship with God because the best way that we can be the best parent is by being the best child of God ourselves first.
So true.
And I know that as a parent, I've had to remind myself of spending time with
Me
him
too.
because it gets busy and it gets crazy. But I'm the best parent when I make time for my relationship with God. And so I think that's paramount over everything. And I'm really encouraged by our conversation today. I really appreciate you and all the work that you're doing to help moms be encouraged
Yes.
and walk in boldness.
What better place to be than encouraging our moms? Because then we encourage the home, we encourage the children. So thank you for what you're doing. Hugs to the family. And I can't, who knows what you're going to come up with next? You know, you are such an entrepreneur. I love your spirit and I love what you're doing there. So God bless you. And our moms will be checking out the products. And we do. We want to honor every life. So thank you so much, Sarah Gable. And we will keep in mind all the products we have.
Thank you so much.
What a great interview with Sarah Gable. Thank you so much. I know Every Life is really going to be very popular with our moms if it's not already. But guess what? Sarah Gable, Every Life has given us a special discount code for all of our moms. It is MFA10. So when you purchase any of their products, that's for moms, that's for babies, you get 10% off all of their products. And this just isn't for the first time. This is a solid discount code for all of our moms. Love that. And then, by the way, 10% of your purchase is donated back to Moms for America from Every Life. So I love that. Thank you so much, Every Life. Again, it is MFA10, 10% off all the products for moms and babies, and then 10% also goes back to Moms for America. You can check out all their products at everylife.com. All right, moms, thanks so much for being a part of this program. And as always, please check us out at momsforamerica.us for all the information that we have there to help you in your journey through motherhood. We have it all from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. We are here to help you. I always say this every week, we're the ultimate support group. So we're here to help you. All right, moms, let's keep changing our country one home at a time. And I'll see you next week. Like, subscribe, and share. And thanks for joining us. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.